Usually I'm the one telling my daughter's lies, you know, for their betterment, of course.
Creative parenting.
That's what I call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually working on a book called Lies I Tell My Daughters.
It's a good one.
This time, it was my husband that came up with the perfect lie to get us out of this situation.
Okay.
So Dakota, my three-year-old, is crying the other day, and I can't figure out what the problem is. So I start recording to see what the issue is, because it's always relatively hilarious. Mm. And this is what happened.
Why are you crying?
I want a bunny.
Because you want a bunny?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do with the bunny?
Take care of it.
You're going to take care of your bunny if I get you a bunny?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do when it poops in the cage?
Go home?
You're going to go home? Or are you going to leave it somewhere?
Leave it somewhere.
You're going to leave your bunny because it pooped in the cage?
Yes.
I don't think you're ready for a bunny.
I think that you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you should hold off on the bunny, right? Popular gift. Kids always want the bunny. It's soft, it's cuddly, and then they don't know what to do with it after they pet it for 20 minutes.
Talking to my mom. Anna, just get her a bunny.
Come on. Are you serious?
And then, right, I post that video on my personal Instagram at Anna Zappo.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, I have people saying, like, I can get you a bunny. I go, I don't want a bunny.
Yeah, I don't need a bunny dealer.
There's
right?
no just, doubt.
Yeah, get me out of here.
It will be the pet that you regret, right? Because everybody has, like, that pet that you regret.
And I mean, how many times do we have to see this, right? Every time Easter comes around, people get bunnies, and then bunnies are going up for adoption. Come on.
And I mean, I don't know if you may have heard this story before, but
right.
when I had a bunny growing up, my parents are from Italy. We ate it one year for Easter. It was terrible and traumatic.
And they didn't ask the children for like a vote. They just told you, wait a minute. Do you like the food? Oh, yeah, that's Snowball.
Snowball.
I mean, why would your mom encourage you to get her a bunny? Is your mom hungry?
No, because my mom wants her grandchildren to have everything they want. But that's a story for another time.
Okay.
So I call Paul at work, my husband, and I was like, Dakota wants a bunny. She won't stop. And I was so proud of him.
You had to call him in the middle of the day. To have this conversation.
She was crying for like an hour about this bunny.
Yeah.
He goes, tell her, because we have wild bunnies in the yard, right? Yeah. Tell her that all the bunnies outside are her bunny.
They're all her bunnies.
Right. And if she can catch one, then it can come inside and live with us.
Oh, my gosh.
Dakota's been running around the yard for 3 days. She's just running around. Oh, there's a bunny outside.
Yeah.
She just runs around.
Just like a marathon runner right now. Make sure she's getting her electrolytes.
She took one of her Minnie Mouse cups, put it with water, took a carrot.
Trying to
right
do a trap.
Outside. Yeah.
Lure them in.
Mommy, we need a cage. Okay.
I just found a dead little bunny on my property there. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know what happened to him. There was no marks on him or whatever. Of course, I was skeeved out when I found him anyways.
Yeah.
So I just picked him up quickly. But I don't know what happened.
There's no doubt in my mind that if I would get a bunny, that would 100% be something I regret. 100%.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a pet you regret. Did you ever have a pet that you got when you were at some point in your life that you regret?
Well, I can remember being younger and, having like a fish tank. And then we would like catch, different creatures, turtles, whatever it may be around the area, and then keep them in your room. But you didn't really know what you were doing, cleaning or balancing the water or anything. So it would get smelly.
When Hayden was little, we went to one of those carnivals that has the goldfish things where you hit the ping pong ball inside the fish tank. And we got one and we won. Big guy lived for 7 years.
This is the goldfish.
The goldfish.
Yeah.
We had to keep getting bigger tanks for it because it got so big. And it was so annoying because there's nothing I hated more than cleaning that fish tank.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And every time you do it, if you're not like a professional, you think to yourself, is this the time that I kill the fish?
Right. 100%.
Yes.
And big guy was big. You know what? Has anybody else had that situation? 1-800-330-9999. Did you ever get a pet you regret?
Why are you crying?
I want a bunny.
Because you want a bunny?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do with the bunny?
Take care of it.
She's very convincing for a three-year-old.
Did she say take care of it or pull its tail off?
No, take care of it.
Oh, okay. Right.
Then I explained to her, we already have a pet. We have a pet dog. And then she told me Lila's not a pet. It's our puppy.
Right.
So there's that. My husband came up with a brilliant idea because I kept saying no. He goes, just tell her all the bunnies outside are her bunnies, like the wild bunnies. And if she can catch one, then we'll bring it inside. I was like, genius. She's been running around the yard for days now. Perfect.
I mean, it actually sounds on the surface like a fantastic plan there. But, sometimes you get pets that are just... It's too much. It's too big of an undertaking, or the lifespan's too long, or whatever. It's a pet you regret. I'm always amazed when I see somebody's, alligators in a pond,
right?
Oh, it's probably a pet that was released. Well, who was the guy that was like, definitely going to get an alligator?
100%.
Definitely. And the parents were like, okay, no questions for that when it showed up.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You have a pet you regret?
my kids, Jack and Anna, were on your show a while back. Beautiful. With what you wish for and what your husband told her about catching a rabbit outside, because my kids caught a rabbit outside.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. How did they, do it with, like, a have-a-heart trap, or did they, like, you know,
barehanded?
They went out there and wrestled that thing.
Anna went out there barehanded and caught the rabbit.
Oh, my goodness.
That's wild.
A year and a half later, he still lives in our house.
You adopted this guy.
Imagine yes. Dakota catches one, and she's just holding it in her hands and walks up to the back door. Mommy, I got it.
It's like a ninja thing when you catch the fly in Karate Kid.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. The pet you regret, what is it?
I was given a hamster, and it was not that great.
You shouldn't give animals as gifts, and I'm guilty of this. Remember when I gave my cousin Tony a gecko for his birthday and my aunt almost killed me?
I do remember that, yeah.
That wasn't a smart move.
Yeah.
But I was young and dumb and thought that they would like it.
Yeah, no, you have to ask for permission for something like that, because inevitably somebody else is going to help manage that life form's existence, basically, right? So, yeah, you do have to ask somebody's permission. Hamsters, too. Like, there's such a variety. Sometimes you meet a hamster, you're like, oh, look, he's cute. It's a nice guy, right? You see those little photos, and they got, like, a hamster at a fake little picnic table, and they're eating, like, a little burrito,
burrito. They're adorable.
Those are fantastic,
yeah.
Right. But I knew a kid that he had a hamster when we were young, and that sucker was a biter.
Uh-oh.
If you took him out, and you were like, oh, let me pet him for a bit, he, ha!
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of variety with hamsters.
That's why they look cute, because they're just vicious killers, those hamsters.
That's how they lure you in.
Right. Like,
bring that meat to my mouth.
Oh, you're so fluffy. Then you go, and it takes a big chunk out of your finger.
Oh, it's like a sausage that's the same size as him.
Hi, it's Hannah and Raven, the pet you regret. Do you ever have one?
My younger brother was gifted a chameleon. The chameleon, I just don't think it was meant to live in our house. One day, the chameleon starts turning like a weird color. We had to rush this chameleon to the vet. When we got there, the chameleon was unfortunately dead. My brother cried. He was like 10 years old. The weirdest thing was they let us come back to the lab, or I don't know, the back room to see it. And it did this weird thing that reptiles do after they die, where they take like a posthumous breath.
What?
And we thought it had come back to life.
The death rattle.
Is that a real thing?
The death rattle.
Animals have
chameleon.
A death rattle?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Like your great uncle you walked in. Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, my gosh. That's awful. I also like how you said that it wasn't a natural habitat. Like your duplex was a natural habitat for the
first
chameleon.
Person to figure it out. Wait a minute. What's this guy doing here?
Wait, you mean this couch isn't native to my country? What? We named them Sunny and Cher. We had two parakeets when we were little. And I don't know why my mom gave in and got them for us, but the thing was constantly disgusting and dirty, and we had zero interest in Sonny and Cher. And my grandfather, being the Italian guy that he was, tried to convince us that we should also eat them like quail.
Yeah, good idea.
Right.
Just so you understand the circle of life.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, no.
That's terrible.
I remember my mom saying that was her biggest pet regret, like when we were growing up, that she gave in to.
I mean, we should just say up front here, if you have a pet regret, surrender the animal to a shelter, a rescue. There's always a group of people that care about these animals.
Yes. And, I mean, and always hold on to your babies if
yes,
you can.
Yes, come on.
But my toddler, the whole reason why this comes up, she's 3 years old, and she is dying for a bunny. She cries, I want you to take care of a fluffy bunny.
Right.
And hard no, because there's no way I get that bunny and I don't regret it,
yes.
Right?
No, I completely agree. This is something that you stand firm on.
Yeah. What is the pet you regret? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
So it's actually not me. It's my brother. But when he was about 19, he went to visit his friend in college and came home with a baby alligator.
Why?
See that? It's always some frat guy.
Yeah.
It's always some young, dumb college guy. I mean, seriously, college-age dude. It's a dumb guy. Or it's a guy that never had a girlfriend before in his 20s.
Yeah. Drank a case of Miller Lite. Seemed like a good idea at the time. Let's go get an alligator. Yeah, dude.
Oh, look at this guy. This guy's awesome,
he's
man.
He's so little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's 2-foot-long alligator in an aquarium. He can't even turn around. Get it. Bad choice.
We would let it swim in the tub. It was, like, really bad.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You got a pet you regret?
Well, we kind of regret her. We have a rabbit. We decided to give her a room because we felt guilty keeping her in a cage.
Yeah.
And she ate everything in that room. She ate the siding, the carpet, anything that's woodish, the door, because she thought she could get out.
And then we decided to take the room back. So now she's living in the garage.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope she doesn't eat your car. I mean, you did bring the rabbit dinner while she lived in the room, right?
No, rabbits are vicious animals, too. They look cuddly, but you get one of those rabbits that's mad. That's why their eyes are red, I think.
It's mad because it's in a bedroom.
Yeah.
Like,
it had a whole room. Most siblings have to share a room. It had its own room.
Bunnies don't want to live in your condo.
I think your daughter would love this rabbit.
No.
I do not want the rabbit.
No, thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You have a pet you regret?
Yeah, my son got a boa constrictor when it was like 12 inches long. Now it's 8 feet.
Yeah. Right.
He went to college with it.
Wait a minute. He took it to college, or it's at your house now while he's at college?
It's at our house now while he's at college.
Oh, man. I'd be thinking about that thing killing me in my sleep.
Hold on. Who feeds it the mice? Who feeds it?
Me. My wife won't.
Yeah, she won't even enter the room.
Anna and Raven, you got a pet you regret?
So my son begged me for a parrot a couple years ago. He saw it in the pet store. It's like, you know, he was just drawn to the colors of it. So now we have this parrot, and it smells. And the worst part of it all is that the parrot doesn't even talk. I mean, the best thing about a parrot doesn't even talk.
Oh, you guys are in for the long haul. My parrot lived to be 70 years old.
They live forever. They live for 100 years. So we're going to be taking care of it. It's going to be a hand-me-down. You know, it's just, it's there, and it's
cantankerous
taken up so
and angry.
Much space.
What did you inherit? This parrot.
Right, this non-talking
parrot. This is my great-grandfather's parrot.
Wow. You guys got to start working on an endowment for whoever you're going to leave that parrot to.
You should return the parrot and be like, this one doesn't talk. It's broken.
That's, oh, no.
Oh, that's messed up. I don't mean that. Don't ever return a pet. Ever.